Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I feel like I should be singing all by myself. It's weird to be all by myself this morning. No one wants to hear me sing. I should have learned that during our Christmas carol off this past year when literally listeners messaged in and they were like, hi, we will pay you to have Laura stop singing. Good morning. Tom is off today, had his second dose of the COVID vaccination, and I'm so interested to talk to him later on today. We were texting a little bit last night and he was doing okay. Happy to report he had experienced sort of mild side effects from the first one. I got hit with a wallop on my second, but I'm pretty sure, and Tom can call in later on this morning and let me know, I had the Moderna vaccine and he received the Pfizer. So I'm curious the difference between the two. And a very good friend of mine yesterday received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-dose shot. And last evening I was texting with her. She lives way out in Iowa. And she has some medical complications, so is very, very grateful to just be able to kind of go and get one and done. And she said, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that we are taking these steps to get back to normal, which we are oh so close. End of the month, Tom and I already have a plan to come back in studio together. It's going to be wonderful. And then hopefully we can kind of slowly creep out of this long, dark tunnel that we've been in. I saw on the news that it's officially been a year since the pandemic, since the first COVID cases were announced here in the United States and also in Pennsylvania. That happened on March 9th. And then on the 11th, things started spiraling. And by the 14th, man, we were like, oof, in the thick of it. And it's funny to look back on social media posts. Mine were like, oh, 2 weeks, it'll be okay. How naive we all were. So not to be super, super like Debbie Downer this morning, but I have hope that this is one step closer to getting back to not necessarily the way things were, because certain things I don't think we need to go back to, but to being able to, I don't know, hug our neighbors and our, if you're a hugging kind of person like I am. Anyway, just rambling this morning about 6:20. Tom and Laura in the morning. Like I said, we'll check in with Tom. Fallon has a lot to say about President Biden's dogs. That's on the way. Raise the Region starts, so we'll be checking in with Jason McCacken later on this morning, talking about all the ways that you can help our local nonprofits. It's a 30-hour online giving campaign, so we'll touch on that. Ways to win with McDonald's, ways to win in a virtual Easter egg hunt that we are hosting, and of course, frozen foods with Wise Markets. We will give you that frozen food of the day. So lots to do. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, right here on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
All right, so Tom isn't here this morning to make fun of me for my mild obsession with the British royals. And unless you haven't watched any TV or looked on social media, the Oprah Winfrey, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle interview is causing quite the stir. The palace finally came out with a statement, which was short, brief. You can Google it. Basically, they were saying, you know, sorry that Harry and Meghan feel that way. We're looking into the accusations of racism, and otherwise we're just going to deal with it as a family. Which is super duper interesting because it seems like nothing is ever private when it comes to the British royals. And I don't know if any of you out there watched the interview. If you did, feel free to give me a phone call this morning, 1-800-326-94KX. Ford Fun Line is always open. As I was watching it, I basically saw shades of poor Princess Diana. My mom loved Princess Di. I sort of grew up looking at Prince William on magazine covers. And then, of course, there was redheaded Harry, who was sort of the bad boy of the British family. And he's son number two, right? He's not the heir, he's the spare. But poor Meghan Markle, she teared up. She's pregnant with their second baby, which they announced on the interview is a girl. Anyway, so these ripples continue. It's like one tiny little pea in a lake then makes big waves everywhere. Well, now, Piers Morgan, who is a host at Good Morning Britain, he quit in spectacular fashion yesterday. I could not imagine being a person in the media, which I sort of am. I'm on a morning radio show, and walking off set like this because he got called out. I guess he doesn't like Meghan Markle and pretty much bashes her at any chance that he can get. And maybe I'm a little bit protective of the American princess who married son number two, but I guess he's miffed that they had a pint in a pub and she was nice and lovely. And then he never heard from her again and then wasn't invited to the wedding. So literally that's what made him walk off of the set of Good Morning Britain. Just take a listen to this epic freak out. It's unbelievable.
I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
own. No,
see you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but...
So the other host continues to go on and essentially chastise Piers Morgan, but he walked off of the set. Like, he gets up and he leaves. He's like, I can't do this. See ya. Bye. And quits on the spot, all because he essentially got called out for... He was a one-time big fan and then for always hating on her. Apparently, he's always held a grudge. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily hold a grudge and quit my job like that. Jeez Louise. Anyway, I cannot get enough. I feel like I need to watch this Oprah interview again. I cannot get enough of the royal drama from across the pond. But that's just me. Anyway, news, sports, AccuWeather, all coming up next. Maybe we'll check in with Tom. I don't know. We'll talk Raise the Region. More late night sound bites, all to come. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
All right, friends, listen up. We may or may not be giving away some delicious McDonald's chicken sandwiches all week long. You have to listen for that chicken dance. Get in the mood. So not now. Don't call the Ford Fun Line right now, but it may or may not be coming up next. Speaking of McDonald's, though, they are testing a new AI system to take drive-through orders. And I don't know how I feel about it.
Welcome to McDonald's. We're currently serving a limited menu, so please review the menu before ordering. Let me know what I can get for you.
Can I get 2 medium Oreo McFlurries?
All right. Would you like anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Your total will be $6.58. Please pull forward.
So the pauses in that show the length of time that it would take to order. But I don't know. I kind of like human interaction at the drive-thru. And over the past year, that's pretty much been some of the only human interaction that I've had, other than speaking with folks on the telephone or Zoom or FaceTime. I feel like by the time you pull all the way through a McDonald's drive-thru, especially our friendly ones in the Susquehanna Valley, honestly, we have really nice McDonald's floating out in our Fair Valley. But I feel like I'm friends with the person who's taking my order. And they're like, yeah, we have your large sweet tea half cut and we made it just for you. I don't know. AI at the drive-thru. I don't think I like it. And I'm kind of sounding like Tom a little bit. I definitely don't think I like it. Coming up next, you could hook yourself up with some delicious Mickey D's. Maybe. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Who wants some chicken? McDonald's has released 3 new chicken sandwiches, spicy, deluxe, and crispy. And the only place that you can get one for free is right here with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX. The chicken dance, of course, is your cue to call. And also, I encourage you, particularly if you are listening at home, at work, or even in the car. Join in. You all know that you are making the beaks with your hands, you are flapping your elbows as wings, and then doing a little shimmy shimmy in your car seat right now. Ford Fun Line is open. We're going to take caller number one right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Best way to start the day.
First thing I turn on in the morning to wake me up. I think it's super funny. Love it.
Life worth talking about. 94KX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
I'm starting to think that I am literally 2 seconds behind the eight ball on all of these TikTok trends. I cannot keep up. People are so creative. They have so much time on their hands. And I'm on TikTok. I like TikTok. But I can never catch on to a trend and go viral. There is a keyboardist now on TikTok who is going incredibly viral, playing songs on the piano that matches up with sounds that animals are making. Now, if you're curious, that's a howling cat that he took and turned into a sad song, while this kitty cat is warbling a waltz. Now, if you're a little confused about what that one is, it's a monkey. It's pretty bizarre. The monkey noises he found on the internet, but the cats are his. Which leads me to believe that I'm missing the boat. I have all of these animal sounds in the background this entire time I've been broadcasting from home, and I didn't think to put it to music. The dogs could maybe become a pop song. The cats could become a waltz or a minuet. They definitely are vocal, and I definitely have enough animals that I could probably create an entire album. Either way, Late Night Soundbite coming up next. We'll check in with Seth Meyers, Birthday Buddies on the way, and more. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
It might be warmer than freezing outside, but that is certainly not the case at our friends at Wise Markets. Their frozen food section is jam-packed with amazing frozen food finds. You know what time it is? It's time for the name of the frozen food item of the day. Now, listen carefully because you will need this later on today. You'll listen for that cue to call with Mark Stevens and name the correct frozen item of the day. And you could win a $25 gift card to our friends Wise Markets instantly just for remembering the following. And I might have to stop by Wise Markets on my way home today. Frozen bay scallops. Oh, I love scallops. They're so delicious. Pan-seared, a little bit of garlic, some butter, salt, pepper, super simple. And then serve it with like, ooh, linguine, a squeeze of lemon. Frozen bay scallops. That is what you need to remember for today. It's Frozen Food Finds with Wise Markets, only right here on Tom and Laura in the Morning. Coming up next, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. And then, of course, we will be talking Raise the Region that kicks off tonight. All of the details are on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's Raise the Region time, and of course, that's that exciting 30-hour campaign where you can help out amazing local nonprofits right here in our awesome Susquehanna Valley. I'm joined this morning, it's a segment we like to call Tom and Laura Live, by Jason McCacken, who is the Director of Philanthropy for the First Community Foundation Partnership, and of course also Aubrey Alexander of the Alexander Family Dealerships. They're going to chat a little bit about Raise the Region, which starts tonight. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you both today?
Great. We're getting ready to kick off a 30-hour fundraising event, so the largest fundraiser in the area. So we're just getting the day started.
Jason, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, right, Aubrey? Such a nice day for this. Now, typically, you guys have a big sort of party in the showroom, but this year, this evening, to kick off the event, which begins at 6 p.m., Aubrey, you guys are doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, so this year, in light of the COVID pandemic, so we're doing a drive-through parade at Blaze Alexander Chevrolet in Muncie on Alexander Drive. So it's open to the public, starts at 5 o'clock. You can drive into our parking lot through our service drive-thru, three lanes wide. You can cast your ballot, and you'll get a little goodie bag from the First Community Foundation, and you'll be on your way. So it's kind of a kickoff event. You know, you get to drive through the building, but we're just not having the big party.
Hey, you know what, though? That sounds like a party and or a parade. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're a car dealership, so we love cars. So
of course.
Show off your car, bring
it through. Right? Get it, and yeah. Today's a perfect day for a car wash, so get it nice and sparkling clean and head on up to Muncie.
Yeah, we have the car wash about 100 yards right before the dealership,
perfect.
So that's convenient too.
Perfect. Now, Jason, how many nonprofit organizations are participating this year? Because that's the beauty of this event. It really allows everyone to get online and support their favorite nonprofit organization or one that they sort of never heard of before.
Yeah, it is very true. We've got 272 nonprofits participating this year, all across the six counties that we serve. And it's an opportunity for you to learn about a nonprofit. Just go to the website, raisetheregion.org. You can go there now and peruse all the nonprofits that are participating in this year's event. And then starting at 6 o'clock tonight, the website will open and give you the ability to donate to any of those nonprofits. And it's just as simple as ordering something off of Amazon. You can pick the nonprofit you want. They go into your what we call your gift basket, and you can choose your nonprofits, the amount you want to give to each of them, and then do it with just a major credit card, make a transaction to support them. All the money stays local here, supporting those nonprofits, and then every gift is increased. So the additional incentive is the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships has put up $150,000 again this year.
Amazing.
To increase your gift. And so every gift you make will be increased from the Alexander family.
Aubrey, a big thank you already to the Alexander Family Dealerships for participating in this amazing event. How many years have you all been doing this now?
I believe this is our eighth year.
Wow.
And we've, it all started back when the First Community Foundation, Jen Wilson, the president, she had an idea. And we thought, hey, what the heck? And here, 8 years later, we've raised over, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're over $8 million raised.
Over $10 million raised.
What?
Wow. Since inception. So, yeah.
Wow, double
digits. It's a great event.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations to the nonprofits. You know, we do our little part, but we're just a fraction of what the community brings in over those 30 hours of giving. It's pretty impressive.
Well, and that's part of the fun, right, Jason? There are matching funds and, of course, the stretching funds from the Alexander Family Dealerships. And there's sort of a bit of a competitive nature that goes into this starting throughout the 30-hour period.
Yeah, we've built competitions throughout this. So nonprofits right now have been contacting their donor bases. They are actually trying to strategize to win an additional $1,000 throughout the day. So we have about $79,000 in prize money that we'll give out to nonprofits. The nonprofit that has the most individual donors give to it, we've got a small category and a large category of nonprofits that we're competing like nonprofits against each other. And the Blaze Alexander grand prize is $5,000 for each nonprofit that has the most donors given the 30 hours. But then throughout the day, we've got various prizes based off of the amount of money they raise in an hour or two period. There's some random drawings that we give away. So it's just a great opportunity for nonprofits to strategize, build some excitement for their donors to give at certain times. And we see donors come in throughout the 30 hours. They give in the morning. They might come back in the afternoon or evening. And you know, the competition is healthy among the nonprofits, that's for sure.
And like you said, all of the money raised stays right here locally. Starting at 6 p.m. this evening, you can donate. I'll make sure to share the link on the 94KX Facebook page. It's raisetheregion.org. Jason and Aubrey, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And make sure that everyone gets to that kickoff parade this evening up in Muncie. What time was that again, Aubrey? 5 to 7 p.m.?
Yeah, it starts at 5, ends at 7. We're happy to have you.
Thank you guys so much for joining me. And Jason, we'll be checking in with you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll continue to give updates throughout the event. We'll be doing call-in reports. Like I said, Raise the Region starts at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll run through midnight on Thursday. So plenty of time to give your favorite nonprofit. And, of course, we want to thank everybody at 94KX for supporting us in this venture.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me. RaiseTheRegion.org is the website to watch for. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Sunny skies. Oh, temperatures are climbing. What a wonderful day to go and wash your car. Hopefully you're a member of the 94KX text club, because that is the only way that you get that $2 off coupon code to our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Also entered to win a $20 gift card. It's as easy as signing up at WQKX.com. So what are you waiting for? A day like today? Yeah, exactly. The sun is gorgeous today. I'm actually going to stop on my way home down on the strip, but there are two other locations, Danville and up there in Billtown. Coming up, news, sports, and AccuWeather are on the way. Also, we'll probably check in with our Thomas. He's been texting me, friends, and apparently is feeling okay. Maybe a couple of side effects, but we'll chit-chat with him in about 15 minutes. News, sports, AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Guys, as promised, I have the man, the myth, the legend, the now bionic and fully vaccinated Tom Morgan.
No.
How's your government microchip?
Yeah, that. I can't believe how good I feel today. I am so blessed, and because we've heard all the stories and
Shut up.
You know, I don't tell the boss, but I could have come to work this morning. I got up at 4 o'clock with no symptoms, no side effects.
I'm a little bit miffed. Okay. This is like that SNL skit, like alien abduction, where like two people are like, oh my God, we saw God and it was so beautiful and it was just lovely and a rainbow unicorn covered blanket. And then the girl on the end is like, what? My experience was a little different.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Being a diabetic, I am a 1A category, so I was lucky enough to get the vaccines early. And but I really was yesterday after my second vaccine, Pfizer vaccine, I was afraid that this one was going not to mix well with the diabetes, and I was going to be sick. And yesterday, I got the shot at 10 a.m. Yesterday afternoon at about 3, I was like, well, when is this starting, you know? And then at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock last night, I was like, I can't believe it. I feel fine.
Okay, so I was right. You got Pfizer. I got Moderna. So is that a difference, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I've only heard one person say the Pfizer will kick you as well, but that was only one person out of everybody I've talked to. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a difference. Now, you know it hands-on because you had the Moderna, and you had flu-like symptoms 24 hours later.
I was flat on my back, seriously. I did my best to go on air from home, which luckily I was able to be on air at home, but if that's even half of an inkling what COVID feels like, and when you get really sick, I don't want COVID, so I'm happy to have been fully vaccinated. But at the same time, those 24 hours, I was on the struggle bus.
Right, and we all learned from that, and it was a great moment in local radio because you did as much of the show as you could. Now, me, I'm thinking, okay, I have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for SBC Media taking the precautions and saying, Tom, don't come in, Laura, do the show by yourself.
Yep,
but
yep.
I got up at 4 this morning, and I was like, I actually felt better this morning than some diabetic mornings where I'm having a spell at 4 a.m.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. So hats off to everyone at EVAN, Evangelical Community Hospital. They were great. My first vaccination was like at 4 p.m. I walked in and out of there and there wasn't any crowd. Well, let me tell you, yesterday at 10 a.m., it was a vaccination factory. There was literally, there was people everywhere. And when I was sitting in the recovery room, COVID safe, 6 feet away from everybody, I was by and far the youngest person in the room. I was, you know, and to watch all of our seniors in this area with their masks on getting their shots, I was so proud
of
all of them.
Wonderful.
I was so proud of them. Catherine, the same nurse, Catherine, gave me my second shot that gave me my first, and she remembered me when I walked in. She was like, hey, Tom, you're back. I was like, what? All the injections this lady has been giving, and she had no idea until after my first vaccination that I was Tom Morgan from the radio, because that's not what's written on my COVID card.
You do have a secret name. Incognito mode.
She was like, my phone blew up the day after I gave you your first shot from people saying that you were talking about me on the radio. And I said, well, I was talking about Evan and the whole process and how great it was. So she gave me the second shot. I sat in a recovery room for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I got up and left. And Laura, it's been fine ever since. So thank the gods. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back separately tomorrow. But then, like I was telling Mark Lawrence earlier today, countdown is on to March 29th. Yay!
And what we could call the new normal.
The new normal. Well, I am so happy, and I'm sure all of our listeners are happy to hear that you did not suffer or struggle post-second dose. And hey, enjoy your day off. Don't you go working now. Don't do it.
I think I will. I'm sitting here in the Morgan Voice studio just working on a couple of things, but it's fun. But people, get your vaccines, and really, it's going to be okay. I wish everybody good luck.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Well, kids, that just about does it for me. Tom, as you heard a few minutes ago, has survived second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. I am so glad that his symptoms and his reaction was totally mild, because honestly, what I went through, I would not wish on my worst enemy. Having a fever that high for a full day, oof, not fun. But you know what? Anything is better than getting COVID, in my personal opinion. Either way, Chad Evans is in next. He has news and AccuWeather on the way. Also a 30-minute continuous music sweep. And as always, we love to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. I'll share it up on the 94KX Instagram, the Tom and Laura Instagram, put it on all of the social medias. But I want to remind everyone out there listening on this gorgeous Wednesday morning that you are awesome. All of you, every single one of you listening, sometimes we forget it. Do not forget that you are awesome, amazing. You are you, and that is a great thing. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, guys.